Do we have the auditor online? I see his name up there. Troy, are you with us?
Mr. Governor, yes, I'm here.
Great. So I'd like to call the September Land Board meeting to order. I trust we've had a chance to look at the minutes. Do I hear a motion?
Move to approve the minutes, Mr. Governor.
Okay, a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? The minutes pass. We'll begin with the first action item. Director Castor, please describe this first item on this month's agenda.
Thank you, Governor. The first action item is 0922-1, oil and gas lease sale. The oil and gas lease sale was held September 7th, 2022 on EnergyNet online auction platform. A total of 8 tracts were offered for lease. All 8 tracts were leased for a total of $19,380 in trust revenue for the common schools. The 8 tracts that were sold covered a total of 2,400 acres located in Liberty, Rosebud, and Sheridan counties. The average bid per acre was $7.81. The high competitive bid was $24 per acre for Tract 7 in Sheridan County, and the largest total bid was $7,680 for Tract 8 in Sheridan County. The DNRC requests approval of item 0922-1 as described in the agenda.
Is there any public comment on this agenda item? Would anyone from the public wish to make their thoughts known? Okay. Do I hear a motion?
Mr. Governor, I move we approve item 0922-1.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second. I second, Mr. Governor.
Okay, any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes. Next action item, please.
The next item is 0922-2, cabin and home sites set for minimum bid for sale. Governor, we will present A and D together unless there are objections.
Mr. Governor, I would move that we separate A from B through D.
And why do you request that?
Mr. Governor, there is on the Echo Lake, there's one property there that doesn't have a current lessee.
Okay, we usually consider these together. I think what I'll do is... I think we'll take them together, but we'll, in the discussion period, we can certainly discuss individual items, Auditor. So I would proceed.
Item 0922-2A is requesting this to set the minimum bid for 2 cabin and home sites nominated for sale in Flathead County. These sales were nominated by the lessees and DNRC. Preliminary approval was granted in April of 2022. These sales will benefit Montana Tech. Item 0922-2B is requesting to set the minimum bid for 1 cabin site nominated for sale in Flathead County. This sale was nominated by the lessee. Preliminary approval was granted in April of 2022, and this sale will benefit the common schools. Item 0922-2C is requesting to set the minimum bid for 1 cabin site nominated for sale in Flathead County. This sale was approved, was nominated by the lessee. Preliminary approval was granted in April of 2022, and the sale will benefit Deaf and Blind School. And lastly, item 0922-2D is requesting to set the minimum bid for 2 cabin and home sites nominated for sale in Sanders County. These sales were nominated by the lessees. Preliminary approval was granted in April of 2022, and these sales will benefit the public buildings. The DNRC requests approval of item 0922-2 as described in the agenda.
Okay, is there any public comment on any of these items? Anyone from the public wish to make their thoughts known? Okay. Do I hear a motion?
Mr. Governor, I move to approve item 0922-2A.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Discussion.
Yeah, Mr. Governor, I just wanted to point out items 2028 and 2030 under item A there on Echo Lake. We have one, they're both, they share a border, they're right next to each other if you look at the map. And 2030 was brought by DNRC and doesn't have a current lessee. So I think this is an opportunity for actually seeing some value discovery without any of the pressures we have with the current lessee being on there. I think the opportunity here is to separate those. If we were to sell the non-leased property, I think it would give us true value discovery for setting a minimum bid on the one that actually has a lessee. So my hope would be that we could vote to approve 2030 and continue 2028 until we actually do have a bid for that value discovery to really maximize the income here and understand what the true value is of those two properties, which are basically identical and next door to each other.
Yes, Mr. Thomas, to come up if you would. My understanding of the direction we've gotten from the legislature on the sale of cabin sites, this particular property that the auditor is speaking about that does not currently have a lessee, there would be open bidding for that property under the, if we approve this today. Is that correct?
Mr. Governor, members of the board, for the record, Sean Thomas, it's Sean with the WTHOMAS, Trust Lands Division Administrator with DNRC. Yes, Mr. Governor, that is correct. The approve these today, it would set a minimum bid for both properties, and someone could bid on either or both of them.
And given there's no current lessee on this one particular property, there's really no one who would withdraw it from the process. It would sell to the highest bidder, whoever that is.
Mr. Governor, yes, that's correct.
Okay. I think what you're asking for, Auditor, is actually going to happen if we approve this package of cabins.
Mr. Governor, what I would expect here is there to be some pressure. Obviously, there's value in both of these pieces of property. And if we were to sell the one without any subsequent pressures, i.e. the ability for the lessee to cancel the sale midstream, I think we would get competitive bids. I think we have the opportunity to see what the market would do there without that negative pressure from a current lessee. And I think it would give us true value discovery to then and I think the appraiser would love to have that value discovery because you can't find anything more similar than the next door neighbor to really understand what the value is, which is, you know, somewhat speculation on 2028. I think by continuing 2028 until we have value discovery on 2030 is in the best interest of the state.
Okay, so I think what you're suggesting is exactly what's going to happen. If we sell this property under the direction we've gotten from the legislature, without a current lessee, it will be a competitive bid process. It cannot be withdrawn. We will get market value, and that will inform all future decisions we need to make. These other cabin sales on the agenda have matriculated through the standard process, and we're at the point where we need to approve them, and I think we probably have the votes to approve them, but I agree with you. Having a free market sale of this one lot will help us instruct future valuations.
Mr. Governor, just for clarity, this 2028 and 2030 are both on the same agenda item here to be approved at the same time. So if they are both being, if we're setting minimum bid on both of these at the same time, prior to one of them going through an actual sale and having true value discovery, then we lose the opportunity of using that value for 2028. So all I'm saying is that if 2028, I'm not saying remove it, I'm saying continue it until you have that value discovery on 2030, because then you actually know what that property is worth.
Okay. Any other comments?
Mr. Governor, members of the Commission, I would point out on page 13 of our packet here regarding 2028 and 2030, these two lots. I'd also point out, I mean, I know I'm a product of public school in Montana, but it looks like one of these lots has pretty significant improvements and the other does not, which, I mean, to the auditor's point, Mr. Commissioner, I don't know that we'd be getting an apples-to-apples comparison there. It looks to me like 2028 probably has some pretty significant improvements. I'm going to guess a cabin or a home on it, whereas 2030 has only got $9,000 worth of improvements on it. That tells me there's probably not much on that property. I don't know that we'd get a real like-for-like comparison there anyway. Mr. Governor.
Yeah, other comments or discussion?
And
Mr. Governor, just to comment on that, Mr. Thomas could probably give clarity on this, but when we get the appraisals on these, the improvements are appraised separately from the land. So I don't know if Mr. Thomas wants to comment on that.
He's shaking his head up and down. So for the record, the land is appraised separately from the improvements. And I think you're right, Auditor. Having this free market sale of the lot that doesn't have a lessee will give us, will instruct future decisions. The package is here together today for our decision. Is there any other discussion amongst the commission members? All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
No.
Okay, so the motion passes. Director Castor, next action item.
The next item is 0922-3, Cabot and Home Site Final Approval for Sale. DNRC is requesting final approval for one cabin and home site nominated for sale in Flathead County. The sale was nominated by the lessee in conjunction with the 2020-2021 Cabot and Home Site Sales Program. Preliminary approval was granted in April of 2020, and the minimum bid for the land and the maximum value of compensation for the improvements at the appraised value in May of 22 with a vote of 4-1 approval. The cabin site sold at public auction on August 11, 2022. There was one qualified bidder, and the cabin sold for the final sale price of $436,000. The appraisal was prepared by Montana General Certified Appraiser Elliot M. Clark of Clark Real Estate Appraisal of Whitefish. The DNRC requests approval of item 0922-3 as described in the agenda.
Is there any public comment on this agenda item? Anyone wish to make their thoughts known? Okay, do I hear a motion?
Mr. Governor, I move we approve 0922-2B.
Okay, is there a second?
Mr. Governor, I second.
Okay, any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
No.
Okay, the motion passes. The last action item, please, Director.
Thank you, Governor. The last item is 0922-4, easements. A, standard grants, and B, easement exchange agreement. The easements before you today are detailed in your packet. Affected counties are Custer, Phillips, Powder River, Ravalli, and Yellowstone counties. Total easement package value is $27,466. This easement package will benefit the Common Schools and Public Land Trust, Navigable Rivers. This month's easements are for river bridge, raw water intake structure, highway reconstruction, buried fiber optic cable, and buried telecommunications cable. 0922-4B is a reciprocal easement exchange agreement between the state and Flathead Ridge Ranch, providing access rights to the state and Flathead River Ridge Ranch for intermingled ownership of state trust lands and private lands in Flathead and Lake counties. The state is granting 1.85 miles of road access and receiving 8.23 miles of road access. This easement exchange agreement provides legal access to the state for 2,560 acres of state trust land, including public access rights to state trust lands for both motorized and non-motorized use. The access will improve DNRC management options of state trust lands and provide a safer haul route for Section 8 and Section 36. Because Flathead Ridge Ranch is providing public access to state trust lands, the department recommends approval of this reciprocal access agreement and further recommends waiver of the 1% conveyance fee. The easement exchange will benefit Common Schools, Montana Tech, and public buildings. DNRC requests approval of item 0922-4 as described in the agenda.
Okay, is there any public comment on this particular item? Sir, if you could tell us who you are, who you're representing.
Good morning, Governor and members of the board. My name is Wally Wilkinson, and I'm here in representation of Flathead Ridge Ranch. I've been working on this project for probably close to 2 years, trying to get it put forth. One of the main things that is going to take place here is getting access to the people on the state section in Flathead County, south of Lakeside. Currently, the only access they have to that piece of property is parking along Highway 93, which can be extremely dangerous for one. What this will do is one, give the public access with a parking lot going through Flathead Ridge Ranch property and have easy access to the state. Secondly, we're going to relieve the subdivision, which is called Timberlake Ranch, that borders this particular piece of property where the road's going to go, of one logging, two access getting in through the state property, which is going to alleviate a lot of headaches that those people have gone through for many, many years with having this access, trying to keep people out of their subdivision and people driving all over trying to find this particular piece of state land. So all in all, I know it was approved back in 2010, a very, very similar reciprocal easement that didn't go anywhere, but I just want to let you know that how good it's going to be. I'm not real familiar with what's going on in the other reciprocal part of the easement through Southern Pines Plantation and Pat Patton, but I've primarily been working on the Flathead Ridge side of it in Lake County.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any questions for the gentleman? Thank you for your comments. Is there anyone else from the public who'd like to make their views known on this particular agenda item? Thank you for being here today, sir, and giving us a comment. Do we have a motion?
Mr. Governor, I move to approve agenda item 0922-4A.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Okay, any discussion on the board?
Mr. Governor.
Yes.
I got a question for Mr. Thomas. Actually, a couple of questions, and they're mostly just procedural. Mr. Thomas, I'm curious. The previous witness brought up a 2010 proposal like this. I'm curious the background here. I don't know the background. What happened with that? Am I to assume that that did not go through? And if so, why?
Mr. Governor, Attorney General, again, Sean Thomas for Trust Lands with the NRC. I believe, and Lisa Axline might know the answer to this better, we've done a reciprocal access with predecessors in interest here in the past. This proposal would move some of that access to a different location. So we had a package of access that was done back in 2010, but the main access road was an old logging road that then became a subdivision road. This proposal moves that with the cooperation of the Ridge Ranch folks. Actually, they will create a public parking lot on their property, provide public access and a road system to the state property, but alleviate the traffic through the private subdivision.
So, Mr. Thomas, just for clarity, that package in 2010, it was approved, but this one just moves the location?
Governor, yes, I just checking with staff, and I got a positive nod. So, yeah, that my recollection there is correct.
And as you stated, this subdivision materialized between 2010 and now, and we're getting the logging trucks out of the subdivision and providing better access.
Mr. Governor, yes, I believe that's correct.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Governor. And just a quick follow-up on an unrelated, and I don't know if this is for you or for Director Castor. Part of this motion was a request that we waive the 1% assessment fee. I guess I don't know what that is. I mean, do we have authority to do that? I'm assuming we must, but I want to make sure that that's not a statutory requirement.
Yes, Mr. Governor, General Knutson, the 1% conveyance fee is a product of the land board's reciprocal access and easement exchange policy. So within the land board's policy, that's where that resides. It's not in statute or rule, and the board has the authority to waive that.
Thank you, Mr. Thomas. Mr. Governor, this sounds like a win-win. I mean, we're providing good access. We're getting traffic off 93. I was up there a couple times this summer, and 93 at Lakeside and around summers can be a real nightmare. So this sounds like a real smart idea to me.
Any other discussion?
Mr. Governor, first of all, I agree with the Attorney General there. But I want to point out a couple of things that are under 4A, the first two items there that got me some concern. And the first one is that YC Properties easement, the very last sentence in the paragraph in the agenda gave me some concern where it says the permits are there except for the floodplain management program, which will consider the proposal after action by the land board. I'm just a little concerned that this might be the wrong way around, especially in light of what we saw in Red Lodge not too long ago of debris collecting under a bridge and basically redirecting the river down Main Street. So I just want to point that out, that I'd be a lot more comfortable with this if we understood that there was that the floodplain management program had been considered on this prior to land board approval. It just seems to be a little bit backwards on that. I don't know if there's any further comments on that from the board or from the NRC, but I just wanted to point that out.
Mr. Thomas, could you comment on that? And in particular, just the I guess the question to summarize the auditor, he's asking about the sequence and do we have it in the right sequence the way we're doing it here?
Mr. Governor, Commissioner Downing, I just leaned over and checked with Lisa Axline on staff, so if you have more detailed questions, she'll be happy to expand. But what she tells me is that the floodplains policy is that they will not approve a permit until somebody can show that they have an easement in order to be able to conduct said activity. So I think that's their standard operating procedure, is that the sequence should go as it's being presented today.
And if that floodplain permit was not granted, what position would that put us in?
Mr. Governor, I would expect that, you know, the project would, they'd have to start over with, you know, a different proposal or something to that effect. The easement would never be executed and therefore would be extinguished.
Mm-hmm. And this is for a stream crossing or something on the property?
Yeah, Mr. Governor, it's a bridge across the river.
Okay.
Mr. Governor, if I may, my staff was indicating to me that the Secretary motioned item A, and I just wanted to, you know, get on the record if we're talking about A and B together, or if the motion is to keep them separate. So that clarification, I believe this and on the prior agenda item as well. We actually had A and B on this one and A through E on the other one, so maybe we could get a corrected motion for those. Sorry about that.
General, I think it was your motion.
Mr. Governor, I move to approve, just to clarify, agenda item, the full 0922-4.
Okay.
Second, if appropriate.
Okay. I think we're clear now. Good. Is there any other discussion on this item?
Mr. Governor, and thank you, Mr. Thomas, for that clarity. That gives me comfort that would not be executed pending that review. So just another question on the next item there on the request from the City of Billings. Again, on the last paragraph under the agenda, where it talks about the city is considering development of rock structures along the river to help the flow. And looking at the map, it looks like the intention there is in the case of a very low water flow to make sure that if, you know, the river constricts, that it's going over the point where they're trying to put this intake. And so part of this too, it says that this would be authorized by a navigable land use license pending action by the land board. So essentially my question is the same as the previous one on whether it makes sense to approve this when we're not sure if the city is going to get the approval to essentially redirect the river at that point or not. So so I guess it's a question for Mr. Thomas again on whether it makes sense to have the land board approval prior to understanding if this is going to be used, and if the city is unable to redirect the river to this intake structure, if they're going to continue with this project or not.
Thomas, could you address the auditor's question?
Mr. Governor, Commissioner Downing, so on this one, this is a little bit different. So our agency issues those licenses for the occupation of the beds of the Navajo River. So it would be up to us to issue them that license. So we would execute the easement with them. They will eventually have to put some riprap in there to protect the structure. They just have not really designed that, or, you know, depending on how future flood events might affect the river, they haven't come up with a design plan, so we don't have anything to authorize as of yet. But that's an administrative action that we can handle within the department at the time that it becomes necessary.
So unlike the floodplain permit, this one's actually under state's control?
Mr. Governor, yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Well, thank you for that clarity. I appreciate that. That's all.
Any other discussion on these items? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Motion passes. I want to thank the board members. That concludes today's agenda. At this time, we'll take some general public comment if anything needs to be brought to our attention. Is there anyone from the public who wants to make some general comments? Okay. At this time, I'd be happy to entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Okay. Second.
Yep.
Okay, we're done. Thank you, everybody.